Quality Ministries. Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, this is One of Messiah Congregation. Here we are again. I just thank God we could be here after the Sabbath yesterday, the fourth commandment. Here we are on Yom Rishon, the first day of the week. We are here today worshiping the Lord Yeshua. He is the Messiah.
And Yeshua is another Hebrew word for Jesus.
That's my wife, and Sister Ann is here.
Shalom all.
Yes, praise the Lord. Today is October 28th, and that's 2007. However, we always bring to you God has his own months in the Bible, which are not taught in Christian churches. You know, if you read, I think it's Kings, it's chapter 6, verse 28 or 38. It says it's the month of Bool in the Bible. That's 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 28. And it's the 15th day of the month of Bool. Isn't that amazing? I know a lot of people don't know about the months of in God's calendar. I want to double check on that verse. Is that 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 38?
38, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
38.
Yeah, look it up. It's called Bool in the English Bible. And in Hebrew, it's called Bool, like B-O-O-L. And that's the eighth month of God, the 15th day. You know, I was reading this today, and I was thinking, what a shame, you know. Most people don't know about the Feast of the Lord. And if you go back thousands of years, there's a man called Jeroboam. On today, he ordained a feast in the eighth month on the 15th day, right today.
That's exactly right.
He's another man that made up his own feast and got cursed.
Amen.
That's Jeroboam, 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 32. And, of course, he was trying to counteract the feast that was in Jerusalem on the seventh month, which is, of course, the Feast of Tabernacles. Yes.
And, you know, today we have that same problem, except that a lot of people don't know about the Feast of the Lord. It's not that they're making extra ones. They just don't even know they exist, that they are in your Bible. So that we've made up a lot of false feast days just for our calendar. And the one that's coming up this next week, of course, is Halloween. Some people call it All Souls Day. Some churches call it Autumn Harvest. Some people call it Fall Harvest. Some people call it Harvest Festival. But guess what? It's still Halloween.
Amen. And I was just going to mention that. I mean, we have examples through the Word of God of what happens when you make your own feast, or if you just kind of like substitute a day for the Lord. There are curses that happen, and the sin of Jeroboam was extremely severe. And we try to make light. I noticed that today, in this day and age, just for children's sake, we will make light, you know, what truth is by trunk or treat.
I wonder what trunk means. I don't quite get that. But but the problem is there is that we do things like that, even at Christmas, too. You say, oh, it's for the kids. We want them to have fun.
And exactly. Easter.
So even though in the back of your mind you know that there's something wrong with it, the problem is that we were raised with it. When we were born, it's something everybody did, so you kind of grew up with it. But at some point in your life, you need to look at it and say, is this something of God or not? And when you really know the Word of God, you know that it's really, really not of God.
You know, it is such it's an amazing, and also I call it an alarming event, even here in the Bible Belt. I mean, right now, even though I'm from New York, but I'm here right here in Tennessee, part of the Bible Belt, every church, I mean, basically is trying to turn Halloween into some type of a fall festival or autumn festival, and they're trying, and some churches actually have the jack-o'-lantern. I mean, do you guys have any information where the origin of the jack-o'-lantern? I mean, we can talk about that.
Well, I mean, the jack-o'-lantern, I think this all started, of course, as everyone knows, in the Druids. You know, in Ireland, that's where this all started. And because they were worried every year, you know, and fall came and the crops would come, and they were worried that the days were getting shorter. And they thought that that day, which was the October 31st night, that was the thinnest time between the other world and this world, between the land of the dead and this world. And so they thought that the dead could come back and do things to them, and they had to give them sacrifice and things to appease them.
Wow.
You know, and I think a jack-o'-lantern was actually a sign of a damned soul, correct?
That's right. I mean, you know what's really a shame? I think most people today don't look anything up. It's so available with the advent of the internet, or you can just go to your standard encyclopedias and The Cyclopedia has all the information. So you could look up a jack-o'-lantern, even the World Book Encyclopedia, 1977 edition, volume 9, page 24 to 26, says apparently the harmless lighted pumpkin face of the jack-o'-lantern is an ancient symbol of a damned soul. This is right in the encyclopedia. That's the World Book Encyclopedia, 1977. It says in the book, The Occult Conceit, the author says that on page 190, that the pumpkin or the skull served as a signal to mark those farms and homes that were sympathetic to Satanists and thus deserving the mercy of the terror, or, you know, that's known as trick-or-treat, and says of what might begin. And, you know, we can go endless with this kind of information, but churches that associate themselves with, like, jack-o'-lanterns and, you know, ghosts and, you know, costumes, and do you know what you're doing? They're introducing themselves to Satanism. This is definitely, if you go to any satanic websites, this is their day, and we have a little bit of information.
Yeah, you know, I actually went on one of their websites today because I thought, you know, I hate to just give it from a second source, so I went right to them. And this was, of course, the Church of Satan, which is LaVey's website.
Anton LaVey.
Anton LaVey. He's dead. His daughter runs it now. But this is what they have to say. And this is from the High Priestess Blanche Barton. And this is what they say about Halloween. It says, Halloween is traditionally a time when the obscure portal into the realms of darkness, death, and the supernatural is thrown open. Demons and spirits have free rein for one night, cavorting, enticing us into their revels and revealing glimpses into the future. As a child drawn to darker passions from birth, I always delighted in the fear and fantasies of Halloween. It gives even the most mundane people the opportunity to taste wickedness for one night. And now, of course, so everyone knows who just turned this on, that's not our ideas. This is from the Church of Satan about Halloween.
Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing.
They have a chance to dance with the devil. Evil, either stumbling, tittering, and nervous in the arms of the Black Prince, or boldly, ravenously sharing in the sensual excesses and fright of others on this magical, unholy night.
Amen.
You know, and, you know, this is something I think everybody knows in the back of their mind, but as we've always said, the problem is that we're born with these in the culture where we have certain traditions. This is one of them. And at one point in your life, you have to look at them and see if they're real or not, if they're about God and they're not. And then you have to realize that God does have his own feast days and learn about those, and all these other ones will go away. You'll have plenty to do on your calendar.
You know what's really a shame? I was, you know, listening to you speak, you know, that all sounds very logical and very, right, very pointed information. However, these are not just traditions that were introduced to America. They come from actually, you know, Ireland and Scottish traditions and the Druids, and has nothing to do with even the America that's only a little over 240 years. You know, so America, you know, what happened when this country was founded, there was no holidays on in their calendar. And of course, the popes down through the centuries introduced different pagan holidays. They brought them over from Rome and different places, and they started populating the calendar. So here we have, the Pope Gregory's calendar from the 1500s populated with many pagan feasts that have nothing to do with Christ, Messiah, have nothing to do with God. But yet the churches all do them.
But did you know that there's a commandment concerning it? It says, there shall not be found, this is in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10, that there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto
Amen.
The Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. And just think, if you mimic this, you could say, oh, I'm not doing it, it's all in fun, and you, every excuse in the book, but it's considered an abomination to God.
Amen, that's right. You know, that's funny, you know, when you, all those words that it says in that verse, and there's things called the Galactic Expo that a lot of people, all those people that you just mentioned, are partake in that. And divination, of course, is the act of foretelling the future events or revealing occult knowledge by means of augury. And this all has to do with witches and talking to the dead and praying to the dead. But there's people that are connected with this Galactic Expo. I don't know if you ever heard of it. You looked it up on the internet. And that's a place I wouldn't want to be if you're a believer in the Messiah and you want to be kadosh, holy.
Amen. You don't want to be into any of those occult because, you know, especially being around people like that, going to where they are as a group of them, is because they are there. I mean, if you don't believe in unclean spirits and evil spirits, you better read the Bible because it's full of them. And even Saul, you know, when God left Saul, when Samuel said, God is no longer with you, what did he do? He went to see a seer, didn't he?
That's right.
That's right.
The Witch of Endor.
Yeah, that's right. He went to see a seer and this woman, and it looked like Samuel appeared to him. However, if you know the Bible, you know that really wasn't Samuel, because see, that's what everybody thinks, that the spirit of dead is out there, that your grandmother, your grandfather, or someone else is out there, ghosts, you know, but evil spirits are very tricky, and they can make you believe that they're anybody they want to be, and they want to communicate with you through that, because you're not afraid of your grandmother, right?
Right.
But if you knew it was an evil spirit, if it was a devil, then you wouldn't
talk to
it.
Not your grandmother.
Exactly.
Right.
That's exactly what happened to Saul.
Well, you know, I feel it's not a good idea to watch some of these shows that are on TV that have to do with wizards and warlocks and white witches and good devils and good demons. No such thing. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. Okay?
That's a very important verse. Say that again.
That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. You're supposed to not give place to the devil.
By the way, the story about the Witch of Endor and Saul making that terrible mistake is in 1 Samuel chapter 28. So a very good reference. Yeah.
Amen.
Would you guys agree that Halloween is a holiday related with darkness?
Oh, of course.
Well, let me tell you something. Ephesians 5:11 says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, which we're doing right now. And every believer in Jesus, Yeshua, should be making a stand. It says, for it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done to them in secret. But these are no longer in secret. Even America has it all over the place, in our face, in the grocery stores, in churches, and it's an abomination to God.
Amen. One thing I was going to mention, when you really, you know, God's appointed times, well, the devil has his appointed times, and there's no, you know, it's not a mistake that the timing of when Halloween is. So that's something to look up as well.
You know, you brought up a little earlier before the broadcast, isn't there some people trying to do some feasts of the Lord right now?
Yes, and I think that's a terrible mistake, especially when you logically think that this is actually a timing issue, and it's a devil timing issue, because Wednesday is the 31st of October.
Yeah, it's only a few days from now, and I think it sort of happens to be in the same time that Jeroboam made two calves for people to worship and said, these be thy gods that brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Which is satanic.
That's an abomination. That's extremely scary. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? So this,
it would be the same time. You're absolutely right.
It's a very scary thing. My Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, Ephesians 5:11. And, you know, if we look through the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20, it says, I say that the Gentiles, they sacrifice to devils and not to God.
Amen.
And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. You think you should have fellowship with devils?
Absolutely not.
That is so evil.
Absolutely not. And I would tell anyone out there, I think on Tuesday night and Wednesday night on the History Channel, there is the history of Halloween on there. It'd be probably worth watching if you don't believe us. So, you know, even the Catholic Church. You know, this all started in Ireland. But then in the 7th century, there was this Pope, Pope Boniface IV. And he knew about all these pagan things. But guess what? He even made it more pagan, actually. You know, he wanted to stomp it out, and he called it All Hallows Day. He called it All Souls Day, or All Saints Day. And that became November 1st. And that's another big problem, because it's a festival for the dead. It was made into a celebration of all the known and unknown saints and martyrs of the Catholic Church, and again by Pope Boniface IV in the 7th century. Now this is interesting, too, because it was originally celebrated on May 13th. But it was moved to November 1st by Gregory III in the 8th century. And that's kind of scary, too, because obviously you put it somewhere where they were already having this occult practice to try again to move something unholy and try to make it about God, which it is not.
Right. You know, here you have the Catholics, you know, in all their grandeur celebrating evil things, and then you have the stepchildren, the Protestants are doing the same thing. So here we have the same thing. Now, we are one of Messiah congregation. We are Jews and Gentiles that we're all one of Messiah. We're all the Israel of God. And we keep God's feast. You know, you don't have to do pagan feasts. God has his own spring feasts, fall feasts, and we can tell you all about them. You can all come and join us anytime on Saturday. We keep the Sabbath, the fourth commandment, because we don't fall for any of these tricks of the devil. And we keep all 10, not just 9. Come and be with us on Saturday, which is at 12 o'clock Central Time, and that's at 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee, at the New Hope Community Church. New Hope Community Church, 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee, 12 o'clock. You are invited, like I invite you every week. When are you coming to learn the truth? I mean, there's so many things that we would think that our congregation should be bulging out of the windows, people that are hungering for the truth, but yet they're doing like yard sales in the church, auctions in their churches, having pumpkins in their churches. They say, oh, you could wear costumes, this don't scare anybody.
You know, it seems like there's always been, since the beginning of time, many gods. There's many gods. But we think in this day and age that there aren't many gods. I mean, we can name a couple of different religions, whatever, but we don't think there are many gods. When if you take a look at that, what you're actually doing, and actions speak, you know, quite clearly that that's not the God that I know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Why do you think there's so many churches? They don't all believe the same thing. Therefore, there are many gods. Because if every church wrote down who they think God is and wrote his character and his rules and what the Bible says in their opinion, they would all be different. And ours would be much different because our God requires that we keep his commandments,
amen,
that we keep his feast days and not the false ones. And then, of course, we find the Messiah through the scriptures. But so we have a different God. So you see, there is different gods.
Right.
And therefore, that's why you have a lot of these false holidays, because most of the churches that say they're Christians don't do any of God's.
Right. And don't take a stand when they know it's wrong.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's such a sad time for us, you know, because we just finished doing the Feast of Lord, you know, a few weeks ago. And we had a wonderful time. But you see, the devil's, he's raging, and you can feel the spiritual activity getting stronger now. You know, you see people falling away from the Bible, falling away from churches. I mean, you know, people that keep the commandments. Some people don't even keep the Ten Commandments anymore. Some people don't even want to know about the Feast of the Lord. But they're all gung-ho for the Feast of Paganism. And let me tell you, anyone can get on the internet nowadays. Go to Google, put in the history of Halloween, history of Christmas. You can't fool anybody. The information is so available.
But the biggest, most important issue here, that why this is all happening, is because, as the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yeah. That's right.
The problem that really is, the base problem, is that people don't know their Bibles. They don't take the time to know their Bibles. They don't start in the beginning where they should start. And they just keep reading the Gospels and the letters over and over again, not understanding what they mean, because if you don't know the what you call the Old Testament scriptures, the Torah, the writings, and the prophets, if you don't know that, you can't understand a lot of the New Testament scriptures.
Amen.
So that's the biggest problem.
Well, you know, you're correct. You know, how many times have we told people recently, when you read a book, where do you start from?
The beginning.
Right, Genesis, Bereshit, in the beginning. But they keep starting with the epistles. And the epistles, they're great. They're fantastic. They are scripture. But you have to know where these people are getting their information from. And they're getting it from the Torah. I gave a teaching yesterday that every king had to write a copy of the Torah. And if there's no king, then there's no Torah. We're supposed to be kings and priests. We have to read the Torah. And we have the word written in our hearts. And we try to study it every day. But if there's no person making a stand for the Torah, then of course there's anomia, there's lawlessness.
Amen.
There's no God. There's do anything. And then let's say all the countries weren't founded yet. Let's say we move to a new country, then we want to get a new calendar and populate it with pagan stuff. And we make things up. And before you know it, we start serving God our own way. Just like remember Micha in the Bible, Michayahu, we read about the other day?
Mm-hmm.
He said what he did was he got himself a teraphim and a graven image. This was in Judges. You can read this in Judges. And he said, and the mother said, oh, we're going to do this to God. We're doing this for the Lord. Yeah, because there's no rule of thumb. There's no more set commandments. There's no way to actually serve the Lord when the word of God is lost. If you never read the Torah, you're not going to know what the word of God is. I mean, that's just the facts.
Didn't it say that they found what was right in their own eyes?
Like exactly.
They resorted to what was right in their own eyes. And that's what I see today. Resorting to what seems right in your own eyes to, you know, convince your kids, you know, to make, you know, to do anything that it's for, to me, it seems that's really not of the Lord.
I guess we haven't done Halloween and Christmas so long, I can't remember. But to be honest, when I go to the store now just to get some milk and I walk by costumes, I feel so weird. Like
witches.
And they have like a big giant Santa Claus and a tree, a pagan, you know, everything's so pagan. And they have this in the place where you go to get some food.
Again, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Amen. Well,
they don't see anything wrong with it because they do not know the Word. And they know all the New Testament books, and that's all. And that is a huge problem.
You know what's really sad? A lot of people go, well, you guys are just straining and you're making a big deal. There's people that worship the devil.
Oh,
I mean, this
course.
Is the going thing. Divination. There's observer of times, enchanters. There's wizards, there's charmers, there's a psychic network, people talking to the dead, just like the book of the Maccabees that the Catholic Church preserved. It talks about praying to the dead. I mean, even Judaism has praying to the dead. They think that Rachel's talking to them and Sarah, and it's ridiculous. So I tell people, come out from among them, be a separate people, join one of Messiah congregation. Go to my website, that's oneinmessiah.net. oneinmessiah.net. Come and join us. Study on Saturday, the Sabbath of the Lord. That's another thing that's been so erased. Nobody even knows about the commandments of God.
You know, you spoke about something like the talking to the dead and praying for the dead. You know, as an ex-Catholic and having a Catholic family, they say, well, we pray to saints because for them to help us. Don't you ask your friends to pray for you? Here's the difference, and you got to understand this. The dead people, it says after the dead, after you die, there's judgment. You know, there's judgment, and it's over, okay? But you're not on this earth anymore. Here's the problem. If you're praying to someone who's dead, and let's say it's somebody like Mary, and there's 1 billion people praying to Mary at the same time, wouldn't she have to be a god to hear you? See, you don't realize it, but you're making Mary a god.
That's right.
Because otherwise, how could she hear you? Only God can hear. God's omnipotent. Other dead people are not. They are just dead people. And Mary was a wonderful woman of God, and I'm supposing she's in heaven, which is, you know. But you can't talk to her, and you can't pray to her like you can't talk or pray to anybody else.
Yeah. Right.
And it's something very serious.
You know what's really luring is, like, a lot of people are they get lured into this whole thing magic, practice of magic.
Oh, yeah.
Magic is just another form of witchcraft, and that's all it is. It's in the Bible, it's called Keshef in Hebrew, and you can look that up yourself. And if you look up the word witchcraft, which is Keshef, it says magic, sorcery, Wicca. Wicca is like, you know, comes from like wise woman, you know, and that's why there's a lot of witches in that Wicca. And they think it's wise, but it's magical, and you can almost feel this irresistible influence that tries to get you, an attraction.
It's power.
It's charm.
And it's power.
That's why I don't even like to look at magicians anymore, magic, because some of them look like they step beyond little magic tricks.
Amen. Mm-hmm. It does.
You know, there's people that on TV, I don't see them anymore, like they used to talk to the dead. They can talk to all your dead relatives. And a lot of Christians think it's okay. Catholics go for this full blast. So we tell people, come out from among them. You know, what fellowship has light with darkness? How could you do this?
Horoscopes, too. Only God has power to know all things, and you can't trust anything else for that. So I suggest never horoscopes.
Well, that's what you read in Deuteronomy 18. You can't be a necromancer. That's somebody who talks
observer
to the dead, or an observer of time.
That's right.
Or a witch, or a wizard, or any of those things, because they are an abomination to God. And if they're abomination to God, shouldn't they be an abomination to us?
Of course.
As lovers of God, of
course. Look, if you're the temple of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and if you're the light of the world, how could you be celebrating anything that's pagan?
Right.
I tell people all the time, look these things up. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21, it says, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partaker of the Lord's table and the table of devils.
That some would match Halloween pretty well.
They have Halloween parties where everyone gets around the table and they do all kind of weird stuff and the Ouija board and, you know, it's satanic.
I was just going to say, you know, a lot of people hide behind ignorance and so on, but there is a chapter 30 of Deuteronomy that talks about how this word is not going to be hidden from you. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it.
Amen. So that's right. No one has an excuse. Nowadays, I mean, let's put it this way. We want everyone to read the Bible, but even secularly speaking, go on the internet, look these subjects up. Look up the history of Halloween, history of Christmas. You'll find out you'll be blown away. And, you know, information is plentiful. It's available.
There's one problem, though. Most people are just too lazy or too busy. Too busy to read the Word of God, because this is all in here, every bit of it.
Wow.
And I mean, I was guilty for many years.
Me too.
Well, the Bible, you know something? First Samuel.
You know, once I read it, I knew it to be true.
1 Samuel 15:23 says, "Rebellion against God is as the sin of witchcraft."
Wow.
And if you're stubborn, it's like iniquity and idolatry. So that's 1 Samuel 15:23.
You know, we know in John it says that that love is the keeping of the commandments. What
Amen.
Is hate then? You could imagine.
Hating God is when you don't keep His commandments.
Amen.
That's pretty obvious.
Amen.
And
well,
knowing that all these things is an abomination to God, what does abomination mean? Greatly hated. He
yeah,
hates
tovah,
it.
Tovah.
Well, if he hates it, it's obviously a sin.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty obvious.
Right.
Well, we are one in Messiah congregation, Kahal Chad B'Mashiach, and we meet every Saturday at 12 o'clock, 605 Wilson Pike in Brentwood, Tennessee. We would love for you to come and visit us. That's every Saturday, 12 o'clock. Come and join us for a while. Come and see who we are. We're right at the New Hope Community Church. Get on the internet. Call us even after the broadcast. You know, we're at 615-591-9820. 615-591-9820. You know, I think if everyone started making a stand, I think this we can probably have a victory over this satanic holiday and start learning about the Feast of the Lord.
That would require a lot of backbones and
make a stand.
You know, making a stand, because
Amen.
You know, I know that, you know, it, like I said, I was raised doing Halloween, I was raised doing Christmas and all that. And part of the problem is always that you have a family and that you have friends.
Yes.
And they're all wanting to do this stuff, and you say, well, I don't know if I want to do it, and they'll give you a hard time. But you know what? Isn't it great to be able to make a stand for your God and say,
yes.
You know, no. My God said that I'm not supposed to get involved with these things.
Amen.
These are things that are evil and not of Him. So, you know, that it's good. It's great to be able to make a stand for
That's
God.
That's right. And we would love for you to come and join us. You know, people just don't believe in Ephesians chapter 6. We're fighting against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Spiritual wickedness in high places. So why would you go entertain these kind of devils and spirits?
But what if they say I'm dressing my child as a princess, or I'm, you know, they'll say that I'm not gonna dress him up.
You're still
participating.
You're guilty by association.
That's right. Trick or treat.
Right.
They all say trick or treat. Right.
It's an appointed time that they're doing it too. So it doesn't matter what costume you're wearing. You know, but at the same time, it is an appointed time of some other god, and it's not.
And it's also a dangerous time. They always say,
definitely.
"Watch what candy your kids get." If it was a holy thing, would you have to watch out that there wasn't poison or a razor blade in your candy or something?
Well, we all want a Messiah congregation. Join us every Saturday at 12 o'clock. Come to the New Hope Community Church, 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee. Get on the internet, oneinmessiah.net, oneinmessiah.net. Give us a call anytime, 615-591-9820. Email us. We are so available. Get away from paganism.
Amen. And learn the commandments. Read Exodus 20 yourself and keep his commandments.
As Paul would say in Ephesians, peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. The Messiah. I just thank God we could be here today. God bless you and shalom and Baruch Hashem Yeshua.
And remember, these feast days, these false feast days, are not about God. They're not about your Messiah. They are about evil. They are about the other side. And none of us
and we all
to
say,
go to the other side.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.